podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Ness and Dorma podcast, everybody. I'm Lee, your usual host. It's a bit of a different episode because we're just back as a very quick sort of one-off special because regular contributor and regular scouse mouth, Mr. Gary Naylor's here just to do a quick review of the latest Diego Maradona movie that's out, the new documentary from Asif Kapadia, who's responsible for the Senna movie and the Amy Winehouse movie and all of those types, and the Oasis movie, Supersonic, which has got some brilliant lines in it. So Gary's had a look at it, and this is him just doing a quick review of it for you, all you're listening. We may be back again at some point. I can't make any promises, but we might be doing some specials over the next few months. So keep an ear open. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your patience, and I hope you enjoy this review. Take care.
What is the most interesting thing about Diego Maradona? Is it the fact that he's the greatest footballer who's ever played the game? Or is it that he got himself into plenty of bother with drugs, with women, with the general Neapolitanness, one might say, of Naples? Well, I know what I think is the most important thing about Diego Maradona, but the makers of this film, primarily the director, Asif Kapadia, concentrates much more on the life of Diego as a man rather than a footballer. So we get an awful lot of the background into the child that he only acknowledged in 2016. We get him photographed with the Camorra, the local mafiosa in Naples, like he's the only person ever who's been photographed with these men. And we get very little of Maradona actually playing the game. And the worst thing about the footage of him playing the game is that it's all filmed in close-up. So you kind of see him buffeted by defenders and sort of bouncing and then off one defender into another. You see him scythe down. But what you don't see, of course, is the sublime skill that he had. Although the skill is not unparalleled, so we can kind of imagine that. And if you never saw Maradona play, then he's obviously worth seeing for his skill, but we have Messi and we have plenty of others who can dribble and who can shoot and who can use their natural balance in the way that Maradona did. But one of the key elements of Maradona's game is his ability to see the entire pitch, to see the match situation, to be amidst the chaos of a football match, often played on really dreadful pitches, with almost no real protection from the officials, being hacked down, ankles kicked, shins kicked. And yet Maradona, as much on the pitch as in his life, is able to find some stillness in this chaos, to be able to bring order to the mayhem of a 1980s Italian football match. We never have the camera pan out, so we never see his vision. We never see one of two things that I find unparalleled in Maradona, which makes him the best player in the world. We don't see how he's able to control a football match through a combination of technique, personality, and vision. This way he had of being able to bend a match to his will. Opponents were intimidated by him. I think some of his teammates were intimidated by him. And he was the king of that space over and over and over again. We see the product of it. We see how Maradona went to an Argentinian side that were outsiders for the 1986 World Cup and was able to use this ability to lead them to glory in Mexico. And many of us who saw that tournament would have no doubts about this, but I don't think you could say it before or since about any particular player, even Pelé, Messi, Ronaldo, whoever you want to say. You put Maradona into any of the eight quarterfinalists at Mexico 86, and they win the tournament. He really was that good. We see a lot of the movie concentrates on his time in Naples, so we see a lot of him playing for Naples. And where the movie is at its best is identifying the close fit between the outside from the barrios of Buenos Aires and the Neapolitans, the frankly racist abuse which is thrown at them by the city slickers of the Milan ultras and the Juventus ultras. The two outsiders with chips on their shoulders came together and formed a perfect marriage when, which is unusual for Maradona, when Maradona went to Naples. And certainly growing up in a port city as I did in Liverpool, which also considers itself to be an outsider and is not short of chips on shoulders, I see that. I see how he galvanized the Neapolitan public, and he did something which never been done before, or as far as I'm aware since. He led Naples to two Serie A Scudetti. Extraordinary feat when you think how the Italian football, so much of it was concentrated in north, in the northern powerhouses where the money is, where the connections are, and where many of the best players. And we don't really see how he did that. We see the adulation of the fans. Indeed, the opening sequence is absolutely fantastic. It's a white-knuckle ride through the streets of Naples to the unveiling of Maradona at the stadium there, with 80,000 fans shouting and screaming. If you think the reception Alan Shearer got when he went to Newcastle was quite something, then I give you Maradona going to Naples. You get that excitement. And every now and again, you see the leadership of the man. He's obviously speaks fluent or near fluent Italian. I've never heard Maradona speak in English. He doesn't need to. He's Argentine and played his career in Spain and in Italy. Why should he? But you every now and again, it just breaks through. He leads the songs, the wild celebrations in the dressing room. He takes the microphone and he interviews players. He interviews his president, with whom he certainly had a love-hate relationship. And in one lovely moment, you see him pull Ciro Ferrara, the Italian defender, and he says to him something like, "This means more to you, Ciro. You are a Neapolitan." And in that, you had Maradona, I think, almost summed up. It was exactly the right thing to say to Ferrara. It placed him both within the situation, but also without, because Maradona was an adopted Neapolitan, but he wasn't a Neapolitan. And it just gave him that distance that you see over and over again. And funnily enough, you see the distance as much in the eyes as you see in the genius on the field. Maradona is always in crowds. He's a small man, and so he's engulfed by crowds. You see the famous sort of tousled black locks bobbing up, and then the face appears. And Maradona had a ready smile for fans. He had a ready smile for photographs, the endorsements and the Rolexes that came from the very touchy guys who held the purse strings of Neapolitan society. But as soon as the camera turns away, as soon as the flashlights stop, you see that emptiness in the eyes, the eyes that are saying, "I don't really want to be here." All the time he wants to be on a football field or celebrating football success. And of course, it's that inability to find a life that made sense to him outside of football, which plays at least some part in the spiral to addiction. And The film is imbalanced, really, because we get an awful lot of the spiral to addiction, and we get the interviews later on when he was so fat and he's in tears, and it's genuinely pitiful. Of course, he plays some role in that fall, but temptation was placed in front of him over and over and over again. He succumbed to it. He was wrong to do so. And he paid a heavy price for it. I just don't think that's particularly interesting. Maradona did a lot of the coke. Maradona had relationships with women outside of his long-term girlfriend, and I think they were later married. They certainly had three children. Maradona is a flawed man. Many men are. It doesn't excuse it. It doesn't excuse him. But it's a much less interesting film than when we're seeing him amongst his teammates and on the field. So I felt the movie was disappointing. I've written my review at letterboxd.com, and you can read that. I am at GaryNaylor999, where you can also reach me on Twitter if you have any comments on this review or indeed anything else. But I read one review which my sort of 550 words can be summed up by, and that review just said movie 3 stars, Maradona 5 stars. A missed opportunity. There will be, I think, a more definitive documentary about Maradona. The most disappointing thing I can say about this one is that if you were my son's age, 22, or a friend of mine I work with, 22, and I've told them about Maradona, and I say, go and watch this film. When they watch this film, they'll have one thing come to mind. They'll say, what was all the fuss about? Because you never find the genius of Maradona in the film. And I think that is very disappointing. Do see it. You may find things different. It does have some electrifying scenes, but its story is one where the emphasis should perhaps be elsewhere. So that's my review at Ness and Dormer Podcast. If you go elsewhere on the Ness and Dormer Podcast Twitter feed, you'll find other episodes. You'll find us on Acast and at iTunes. Thank you very much for listening. So your thoughts are welcome. Bye for now.
Sports Social Podcast Network.